Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Call us the island of love. your truth. If you keep calling, calling, I will answer. Keep on drawing, drawing, I will come.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyer from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning and every morning for each and everyone under the sound of my voice this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We honor you. We reference your name. We give you all glory and all honor due to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. You made a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. O Spirit of the living God, we adore you. We ask you this morning to take preeminence in our lives, every day, every second of the minute of our lives. We surrender to you. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, this morning we pray for a refreshing of our minds, our thoughts, refreshing of our spirit. Refresh us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh our spirit, our souls, our minds, our bodies. Refresh the atmosphere, oh God. Refresh service, oh God. Let it not be like every other service, but we need a refreshing in the atmosphere, the airways, the cyberspace. Refresh with the Spirit of Almighty God. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, for a fresh anointing this morning. Pour upon us your oil of gladness. Give us beauty, O God, for ashes. O God, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that is not pleasing to you. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have seen and fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak your service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and minds in the blood of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Release the blood of Jesus into our atmosphere. Release the blood of Jesus into our homes. We cover our children, grandchildren, and great-grand, and spouses, nieces in the blood of Jesus. Cover our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Soria masanderia koromoso. And we give you glory and we give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Thank you for saturating this atmosphere this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you saturate our hearts. in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We're going to get into the word because God had me go through this again and again and again. And we're going to get into it. We're talking about seizing the moment. We're talking in the appointed times. We're talking, we've been talking about all these things this week. And the Lord placed it in my heart to come back because we don't want anyone. God does not want any one of us, anyone, to miss that Kairos moment that turned into a Kairos movement. And I want you to write the word down to those of you, you know, it's an opportune moment that you have to recognize and to step into that opportune moment, because once you step into that, you recognize it and you step into that moment, that special favor of God, you see yourself moving from up and up in the kingdom of God. I mean, more grace, more anointing, more breakthroughs, and it comes with a certain discernment. That's why we got to be able to discern the times and the season, and don't take this lightly, because God is speaking to you. He's speaking to me. He's speaking to everyone. Let me give you an example of a moment for a bishop that I've read about his moment that came. Paul Crush, who was the owner of TV, and of course he's passed away now. He was watching TV and his own station, and as he looked, he saw there was Bishop T.D. Jakes preaching, and T.D. Jakes was preaching about wounds of the past. And at that particular time, Paul Crush saw that, and then he wanted to know who this person was. And I think at that time, Carlton Pierce, he got in touch with Carlton Pierce, and that's how T.D. Jakes had been in ministry. But then that moment, things changed. What am I saying to you? Because God had Paul Crouch, the owner of TVN, look at that time that he looked, and that message pierced his heart. And that's when he was able to get in touch with Bishop Jakes, and then Bishop Jakes just started expanding. Well, okay, now if he gets in touch with Bishop Jakes, and Bishop Jakes, if God creates that moment, I'm giving you an example, and he gets in touch with Bishop Jakes, and Bishop Jakes does not respond to it and just don't be bothered with it, he will miss that moment. Amen? He will miss that moment, and he probably will be going through a lot of struggles right now in ministry because he missed the moment. Okay, let's look at moments, Kairos moments. We can look at it from the stand of the, let's look at it, Kairos moments. I will look at it from a financial perspective. Sometimes God will, there are tell somebody this is the time for you to buy this stock. You know, faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not known. We walk by faith and not by sight. So, for example, when Amazon came on, everybody didn't want to buy stocks in Amazon. But, and God told, spoke to certain people. Believe me, to invest in Amazon. And even though it looked terrible at that time, others said, no, 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 I'm not going to, this is a loser. I'm not going to put my money in this. But those that put their money in at that particular time, right now, they are millionaires and some are billionaires because the tide changed. So when God telling you to step into a moment, don't expect to see everything looks so beautiful when you're stepping into that moment. It will not look, you will say, let's look at Naaman in the Bible. Naaman in the Bible, I want us to look at this because I want people to get this. I really want people to get this so you can't miss it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to look at Naaman, the Syrian king in the Bible. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone up by companies and brought away captives out of the land of Israel. A little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Will God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover of his leprosy." And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. Hallelujah. And the king of Syria said, go to and tell, I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter came unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Okay? And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I called to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Whereof, consider, I pray you, and see how he speaketh a quarrel against me. Let me go backwards a little bit. This is a maid from Israel. Israel covenant is a nation that is in a covenant relationship with God, one of God's chosen nation. Now look at this little maid in the house. This is a little maid. She works for Naaman's wife. And she know about this prophet. What? Luckily, you see Naaman, the first thing, he listened to what this maid was saying. Some people, we look down on people and we don't pay attention. And sometimes God will place a person in a certain position. Amen. To be able to be a blessing to you. And you don't know, they don't have to come dressed up and wear. No, it could be just like with Naaman, a maid. And Naaman, he listened, let's go further down. And it came verse 8, and it was so When Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, then he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he would surely come out." You see the pride? "Come out to meet me and stand and call on the name of the Lord and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." You know, we sometimes we overlook people because they're not, that person is too quiet. They don't have the anointing. You want the noise and you want this. You have characterized how the anointing, how the power of God will work in a certain way, how he should work. And so we put this thing, we put God in a box. And you don't have to be shouting. You don't have to be doing this. You don't have to be, yes, God. And God, you will miss that moment because not knowing that person is there to release what God has placed in them upon your life for a breakthrough. And so sometimes you have this pride. I'm not going to do it. No. I know she can be my daughter. I can't do it. No, she's I'm older than her, or I'm older than him. I can't know who he thinks he is. You know, we come up with all these things. And I'm saying this so we can be blessed. And this is a message to every one of us that we don't miss this moment that God has released. Hallelujah. And so what? And Naaman didn't want to. Well, he came all the way. You see, you have come all the way to your blessing. Don't let the devil tempt you to go back because of pride. When you're almost there, you've done everything, and it's just that time for that healing or for that miracle or for that moment to come. Even though this was a man of valor, but he still had an issue, and God wanted to make Naaman whole. So God placed that man in a position. That's why the Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Sometimes God will put friends and family members and certain people in your life for a season, for a time, for you to capture. For you to capture that sees the moment. The rest, you are doing everything to everybody by time and chance. Hallelujah. It's not about you might have all the knowledge. You might be so brilliant, so intelligent, and so this and so that. Didn't you know there's so many very intelligent people around that they don't even have a job where someone else who not even qualified because that person stepped into the moment. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But we got to be careful when it's chipped on our shoulders. And we can't be, we got to humble ourselves and don't look down on no one. Because when you look down, you might miss that Kairos moment. And that Kairos moment is the moment when God stepped in. It's an opportune moment of favor. It's an opportune moment of grace, extra. It's a new season. It's your season. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, don't miss this thing because of haughtiness, because of pride, because of arrogance, or because of what you hear someone saying. Maybe it might not be for your girlfriend, your best friend, but it's for you. Maybe it might be for your aunt or your uncle, or your, but it's for you. Amen. So you don't want to miss it. God will not have us say things over and over and over because he wants you to receive and get a revelation. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. The few that are chosen have made that right decision to move higher into the things of God. God is no respecter of persons, but whosoever will. And so we must not limit ourselves, hallelujah, for what is around us. Limit ourselves because we want people to look a certain way or do things a certain way. We put God in this box, and it has to be routinely done. He is God. He is the creator. Hallelujah. So when God says step into it, you step into it. It's not about what people say. It is about what the Spirit of God is speaking to you. It is not about what you see, because you're walking by faith. You hear his voice. If it's not popular to your friends, if it's not popular to people in ministry, if when I hear God's voice, it doesn't matter whether all the pastors or the leaders or the preachers or the apostles or the prophets or whatever. When you hear my sheep, hear my voice and know it. So it doesn't matter. I don't have to call for their opinion. I know the voice of God, my sheep. He will give me even confirmation. So you do not miss that time and that season. Hallelujah. It's a time for elevation, a time for promotion. Children out of Egypt, he didn't take them back. He was not bringing you out to take you back. He's bringing you up that you grow from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. So let's look back at Naaman. Naaman wanted to go wash in one of these rivers that was clean. He did not want to wash in the Jordan River because he felt the Jordan River was muddy and dirty. And God had said, go wash. The prophet said, wash seven times. Seven times. Completion. Number seven, completion. Wash. When you look at the Jordan River, what do you think about? The Ark of the Covenant went into that Jordan River. You remember when in the time of Joshua? And any time the Ark of the Covenant carried the presence of Almighty God, so that river, hallelujah, that river was sanctified. That river carried the presence of Almighty God. It might look dirty, hallelujah, but it carried the presence of God. Because the Ark of the Covenant went through there. Why do you think Jesus was baptized in the Jordan? We got to learn and read our Bibles and learn these things so we can look at it and be able to discern what is going on. Hallelujah. So he was going, and luckily his servant said to him, Naaman, are not Abana and the proper rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? Turn away, and when he raised, he wanted to go into what he saw. It was clean. It's nice. It looks good, but it's not anointed. It looks good, but you're not going to get no healing, no deliverance, no restoration. Yes, you're not going to get nothing from there. Don't look at the appearance of things. We gotta be very careful. His servant scheme and spoke to him and encouraged him. He had good servant, and thank God he listened to the servant. And he went into that Jordan River and dipped himself seven times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a child, and he clean. Praise God that he listened to those servants, and he was made whole. He almost missed it. Sometimes, thank God, it's good to have you. Encourager who understands. Who understands, because some people don't understand. Who will push you and motivate you to go to your next level. His servants, and he listened, and he was made whole. He did not miss that moment. Hallelujah. That turned in what? That means he was clean. He was clean, 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 and made whole. If you read the story, and as you go further and further, you will see that God had literally made this man whole. And then he began to worship Almighty God. One of the things you got to realize, God will do anything for us to save our souls for redemption. David had an opportune time with Goliath. And he stepped into that courage moment. And look what happened. His destiny changed. So maybe you might be praying for years in and years out. And maybe a lot of people have prophesied to you. And you have not seen it. Wait on the Lord. Don't rush. Sometimes you got to just stand and wait. And when that time comes, you got to step into that moment. That courage moment, a life-changing moment. That your life will forever change. All God promises are yes and amen. When God puts you into a courageous moment, and sometimes you see for yourself, oh, no, 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 pray to the Father, and the Lord will show you and direct you, but you got to be able to hear his voice. Amen. And we're going to be doing this, I don't know how long, but I don't want anyone to miss it. And God do not want you to miss this. I can teach this thing and break it down to the elementary stage. And I'm going to even write an outline on this and give you scriptures and give you prayers. So you can recognize these moments and not miss it. He said, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. Shall you not know it? And it'll spring forth. It's being at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Let me give you another example that's not from the Bible. But look at what happened when we look at the political situation in the United States. Look what happened with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. If Joe Biden, he had been trying to run for president and has never made it. But all of a sudden, this moment came. He could have turned away and said, let me stay in my retirement. I don't feel like being bothered. But this is something that he wanted all his life. But I bet he never thought it would even happen. But he did not miss that moment into that moment. If he had not stepped into it, he would not have been president. Obama had not stepped into it, he would not have been president. And we can go on and on. Hallelujah. It's an opportune time, but it's a God-given moment. It's not what, I'm not talking about satanic moments where people force their way. I'm talking about divine moments that you will fulfill your purpose and your destiny. Hallelujah. That you don't miss it. You know when to buy stuff. You don't miss that moment. Hallelujah. Financially, you don't miss that moment. Sometimes God will open the door for you to go get, and you, all of a sudden you have this thing that you need to go and get this car. I'm just giving an example. And maybe your credit might not look good, but God has given you that moment. Those are little moments that he released or favor. And when you go, you get, even though it doesn't look good, but God opens that door and you walk in. The woman with the issue of blood, all those years, 12 years, sick with that, with the issue of blood. And she heard about Jesus. Oh, my God. Did she miss the moment? She didn't care. You got to be radical sometimes to capture your moment. You got to be radical. Sometimes you don't even tell people because they will discourage you. And it will come with negativity. This woman was radical. She got in and she touched the hem of his garment. And she was made whole. Hallelujah. You got to not let pride stop you from going to that moment. I can go on and on. And we could say Esther did not miss the moment. When it was time for her to go in front of the king, because God knew that she would receive that favor. But if she had said no, that moment will not talk about Queen Esther now. Ruth did not miss the moment. Even though Naomi didn't have anything, she did. She said, your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Oprah missed the moment, but Ruth did not miss it. And she look what happens when you look down the genealogy of Jesus Christ. There is Ruth. So many times people miss. You have to discern those moments. And I always like to use myself as an example. When I got married, before I got married to Apostle Irving, I listened, which was so dumb, got married to this guy. And there was a whole bunch of stuff going on, drama upon drama. My God, a lot of drama. And God, and I prayed, and people were talking. How can she say she's a prophet and she made that mistake? How can she say this and that? And people said all kinds of stuff. Who cares? And what happened? This man and myself broke up, and right there and then, Reverend and I have been knowing each other since we were kids. Apostle Boyu. And God told me, don't miss that moment, that opportune time, because now some people say, oh. Even an apostle in Raleigh called me and said she needed to talk to me, so I couldn't get married to my husband. She had called me and she said, I need to talk to you. Because she was going to tell me what God said, and she was lying. God didn't say she was using a human. Oh, because she made a mistake the last time, so she will make a mistake this time. No, she was lying. She was using human stuff. I didn't even pay attention because I had heard the voice of God and I wrote it down. People on the prayer line, there was a whole lot of gossiping going on. She's making the wrong choice. She's doing this. She's doing that. And all of that stuff. I didn't listen. for nobody. Prophetic voice. Oh, blessed be the soul of Mama Ko. Oh, Mama Ko wants to talk to you. She said, the Lord said, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. And all kinds of stuff. You know, that's why you got to know the voice of God. You got to recognize his voice. When I made that, it was not the voice of God, because it was a prophet who said that mess. And I followed, but this time I kept my ears open to listen to the voice of God. And as I listened to the voice of God, I got married, and I have a very happy marriage. Very great husband to my children and everything else. But I'm saying, there's opportune times, you don't miss those times. I'm just in your family, in your career, but most importantly, when it comes to the kingdom of God. God wants to bless us. He wants to open doors for us. One of my close, a very good friend of mine, she missed a moment, and she keeps crying over that moment she missed. Because she missed an opportunity. I told her, I said, I wish you had told me. You wouldn't have missed it. And definitely the moment cannot come back, because the person is dead. Little missed opportunities that God has for you. Opportunities in ministry, opportunities in finance. You miss it. Your blessings don't come from where you think. It comes from different places, people you don't really even know. It comes in different ways. Hallelujah. Do not miss those moments. I repeat, do not miss it. Glory to God. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. It might be, oh, we got a low prayer line. We got this, we got that. Huh? It's not about the this and that, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know, I've been knowing since I was a child, that the hand of God is upon my life. Whether you believe it, you don't believe it, I know that I know that I know that his hand is upon my life. Hallelujah. So we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Do not miss that moment. Do not miss that time. Do not miss that season. Who am I speaking to? All that glitter is not gold. It's not what you see. It's walking by faith and not by sight. God will do some miraculous things in our lives. We spoke about the oil. Allison spoke about the oil. We talked about it yesterday. And because you said the Bible said, believe in the prophet of God and you will what? Prosper. If Naaman had not believed in Elijah, the prophet, you prophet what the prophet is saying, you wouldn't have received. If you sure that person is authentic and come from God, if you sure, then believe so you can receive. If you're not sure, then you don't have the business being there. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory, we give you honor. We magnify your name. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Help us not to miss these moments. The courage movement that goes into movements. Thank you for taking us from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, for elevation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If there's anyone wants to say something before I close, the Lord's Prayer, press one. If not, I'm going to close now. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Don't miss your Kairos moment. There's somebody right on the prayer line, one of the members, and the Lord told me to watch the whole thing. And watch it and watch it. I'm just saying this. This year, there's a lot of things that the ministry will be dropping. The Lord said, watch your March, the beginning of the year. Watch to see who will be the first to place a seed in 2022 into offering. Just watch to see who will be the first to do it. And I kept wondering, why is this thing? He said, the first person that released a seed, I want you to release $500 to that person. He said, but you will see who it will be. So, and he said to me, he said, this year you're going to be releasing a lot of stuff. And this year is a year of release. A lot of release will be coming. But many of you will miss the release opportunities because you will walk by your flesh and not by your spirit. Do not walk by your flesh. If you do not understand, pray to God, and he will give it to you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. God bless you.